standing at the station and I'm waiting on my train to come. Well, I'm standing at the station and I'm waiting on my train to come. I can't stand around all day, you know I gotta run.
I'm in the historic Smyrna Memorial Cemetery, founded in 1838, not far from the Western and Atlantic Railroad. And I wanted to talk about two people buried here with a connection to the state road. Let's go. The first person I wanted to talk about is John C. Moore. Moore is best known to history as the first mayor of Smyrna, but his career in the public's eye dates to before the formation of the city, when he began working for the Western and Atlantic Railroad. Evidence suggests Moore joined the Western and Atlantic Railroad circa 1868. He likely held several roles during his tenure at the railroad, including delivery clerk and conductor. When Moore bought his homestead in Smyrna shortly after the Civil War, he discovered what he thought was the grave of a soldier. The plain mound had two pieces of plank sticking up from the ground. The following spring, he went to the grave to do some landscaping, and for two or three years, he decorated the grave for Decoration Day. However, at some point, he decided the soldier's remains should be relocated to a cemetery. So, he procured a coffin and gathered some workers to help dig up the soldier. After the workers dug down about 2 feet, one of them struck the hoof of a mule. They soon found three other hooves, and Moore was said to be disgusted. However, he did remove one of the mule's shoes to keep as a keepsake. Like many conductors, Moore couldn't avoid mishaps on the railroad. In March 1877, Moore's train ran off the rails near Chattanooga. He disembarked from the train and stepped into a pool of water up to his knees. He crawled atop a car and lustily called out, "Bring me a boat!" In 1891, reports circulated that the Western and Atlantic fired Moore. However, it appears the reports were inaccurate. In about August or September of 1896, a horse kept by the Brady Miller feed and sale stable injured Moore as he was walking along an Atlanta street. He fractured his shoulder blade in the mishap, an injury that destroyed his capacity to earn a living. Moore died the following year, and he was buried here in the Smyrna Memorial Cemetery, just feet away from his Western and Atlantic Railroad. The second person I wanted to highlight was Ishmael J. Dunn. Ish Dunn, as he was known, likely joined the Western and Atlantic Railroad circa 1858. He moved back to Smyrna in 1878 after a stint in Atlanta. Like Moore, he lived on a farm in Smyrna and was at one time mayor of the city, likely before 1884. On his farm, he apparently grew corn and also had a vineyard where he grew grapes. Once, when a passenger offered to pay Dunn using a Mexican dollar, he responded, "My friend, I can't take that." The passenger said, "Of course you can't take it. Just turn it over to the company." In September 1891, Dunn left the Western and Atlantic, likely having resigned, though some reports indicate he was fired. However, his retirement from the railroad was apparently short-lived as he was back on the job by October 1892. Please check back for more People and Places of the Western and Atlantic and join me as we tour the historic Western and Atlantic Railroad. For railfanning.org, I'm publisher and editor Todd DeFeo. Please check railfanning.org for more news, features, and photos from the rails.